Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece, just learning stuff. That's what we do here on the KNC Masterpiece. We learn, then we teach. As Brian Broaddus tells us, Kevin, it is investigate and educate. That's what our job is on a daily basis.
I investigated for everybody.
All right, so does this Dallas Cowboys team of the past... let us know what's going to happen to the 2019 team. And Kevin, I'm going to start things off by saying no.
Man, let's hope not.
Oh, no.
So, no, but you're right. You're right to hope not. So, all right. That's a great answer, actually. So, I do believe that this is the 60th season of Dallas Cowboys football. How many times... do you think, you know, because people have been kind of dumping on the fact that, oh, you're 3-0, you beat a bunch of crappy teams. How many times do you think the Cowboys have been 3-0?
Three.
Okay. It's a pretty good chunk more than that.
All right.
Seven.
Four.
Keep going.
Four.
That's not the right direction.
Hold on. You said seven. Eight.
Okay. It's
hold on. Hold on. We'll get there, dude.
13.
Give us some time.
Oh, he's getting close.
27.
Ooh, closer to that number.
All right. 14.
Just a tiny, tiny bit more.
Reggie, you got a number? I'm running out of numbers here.
22.
Oh, my God. It's 15. It's 15. This is the 15th time.
I think he's trying to give us 15? A hint here.
15? Oh, my God.
I think I got it that time.
This is going to be tough.
So, hold on. What was the question?
It took 1 minute for me to get completely frazzled. All right, this is the 15th time the Cowboys have ever started 3-0.
For the 817, at least one.
That yes, is accurate.
It's fair.
Good answer, 817.
This is the first time in 11 years that they've been 3-0.
Wow. Yeah, Jason Garrett's never had a start like this.
Nope.
And that's wild that he's never had a start like this.
The longest run before that, well, it still was 12 years, but it's been 11 years since you got there. So what do you think... like, what is the most logical outcome for you if you start the season 3-0? Like, probably make the
Super
playoffs.
Bowl.
Super Bowl?
Yeah.
All right.
Logic. Yes, probably make the playoffs.
So, of the 14 times they've been 3-0, they made it to the Super Bowl. Okay, but this is the 15th time. I don't know what's going to happen yet. Damn you, Corey. Hand you to Reggie.
I didn't even do anything.
You're encouraging him.
You mean the 14 previous times.
The 14 previous times they've been 3-0. They went to the Super Bowl 4 times.
What? Are you serious? What? That is awesome. That is awesome.
They won 3 of those Super Bowls.
Are you kidding me?
And lost 1.
Wow.
But check this out.
Oh, no. Hold on. That means... there were 10 other times they've started off 3-0.
That's true, but 3 of those times they made it to the NFC Championship game and lost. So, my point for the beginning is 7 of the 14 times they started 3-0, they made it to at least the NFC Championship game.
All right.
So that's pretty darn encouraging.
Yes.
Then 5 times they lost in the divisional round, and 1 time they lost in the wild card.
Okay.
So playoffs are almost a certainty at this point.
Is that 10?
That's 13.
Okay, 13.
So that's almost a certainty.
All right.
1 time they did not make the playoffs when they started in 3-0.
What year was this?
That would be the last time
they
went 3-0, which was 2008.
2008.
What do you remember? There's one specific game and very memorable quote from the 2008 season that went on to define a particular player.
Is it the anointing oil?
Oh, no. That was a little bit before that.
Went on to define.
This player said the quote that would define him the rest of his career.
I'm a diamond surrounded by trash.
No. If this is the worst thing that ever
man.
happens to me. Blibbity blabbity.
It was a fantastic season, and the Cowboys went into the final game needing a win over Philadelphia and got demolished.
And it was a weird situation because
44-6.
If I remember correctly, I think the Cowboys, Philly, and the Giants were all 9-6, and they knew if they at least won that game, they were guaranteed a playoff spot and maybe they win the division, but they did not win that game. And as Corey just said, they lost 44-6, and that led to the I firmly believe this is the quote that shut down Romo to the media for good. And like for the rest of his time, he just gave like super bland and generic answers. Is he said, if this is the worst thing that ever happens to me, and people lost their minds.
So December 7th against the Steelers on the road, and I think it was like 4 degrees in Pittsburgh because Tony Romo kept running over to the sideline to get by the heater because he was scared of the cold. Loss.
They were 8-4 going into that game.
They beat the Giants at home. But then, Kevin, I think the most depressing game I've ever seen. Because the game against Philadelphia wasn't as depressing as the game before. It was the Ravens at home.
That was the last
Christmas time. And it was the last game at
Texas Stadium.
And you close out in a 33-24 just drub. I mean, it was bad. It was sad to see that game end the way that it did. And I think that left a really bad taste in the mouth. But right there, look, 3 losses in December. And that's where people started defining Tony Romo's career as losses in December. And he can't win anything whenever it's late in the year.
You are absolutely right about that. I'm lucky that I didn't really have to watch that game because I was in Houston. That was the day Allen won its first state championship. So we were like kind of watching it on the TV, but more focused on like, what was happening?
I was at a party with a bunch of my friends, and we were watching it, and we just continued to drink, and the party was the worst party ever.
So
I never went back to that house.
Oh, no, just because of that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. So my point is, like, the last time they made it this far to 3-0, they didn't make the playoffs. However, that's the only time ever. Outside of that, half the time they make it to the NFC Championship, at least the NFC Championship game. So if you had to guess right now, would you say it's more likely they miss the playoffs entirely or make the NFC Championship game?
Make the NFC Championship game.
Do you think it's more likely that they miss the playoffs entirely or make the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
Wow, yeah, really?
No, I don't think this team's missed the playoffs, dude. I know everybody's trying to, and I heard all the power rankings this morning on Sean and RJ and the power rankings across the board. And everybody has the Cowboys in the top five. I mean, that's logical that they'd be in the top five.
Sure.
And then the various arguments about the this Cowboys team and the fact that their record is against certain bad teams, and you know what, 1-8 is what their record is up against right now. Well, then Mickey brought up, hey, what about New England? And why does everybody put New England at one? They face, I think,
yes,
all their teams they faced are 0-9.
Including Miami.
And so when you think about that for a second, what's the one thing, what's the reason that everybody will put New England at one?
Because they're New England.
They've established over 20 years this success, you know, this great success. Well, this Dak Prescott team, Kevin, has established success to me. And especially when he has Zeke by his side, this team is showing me that even if it's a bad team or a good team, they can beat them. And that's what makes me believe that they're more likely to make Super Bowl and win a playoff, get into the playoffs and win in the playoffs than not make them.
And beyond all that, when we were talking about the one season in which the Cowboys do not make the playoffs under these circumstances, you mentioned that like two other teams in the division were at 9-6. Look at the division in this year of our Lord 2019.
Oh, yeah. There's a good chance no one's going to be better than 1-3 after this weekend besides the Cowboys.
Right. I don't like, obviously, when it comes down to it, you're looking at the Cowboys within the landscape of the NFL as a whole because you have Super Bowl aspirations. But when it comes to getting to the playoffs, you are fighting against three teams. And those three teams do not look like they will really give you much of a contention. So making the playoffs, I don't think, is going to be a worry.
And do you feel like, man, I'm just looking at the rest of the league right now. Do you feel like the Niners are going to be able to keep up this pace they're on? The Seahawks are going to make some noise. The Packers might. The Lions, I don't believe them. The NFC North is weird. But the NFC South, I don't think anybody is making the wild card out of the NFC South. I just don't. I think it'll be out of the North or the West.
I think the Cowboys are the best team in the NFC right now.
And that's why I can't see it. I just don't see any opportunity for the Cowboys to miss it.
Something just I want everyone to enjoy. So I told you this is the 15th time. They've only started 4-0 10 times, and they've only started 5-0 or better 6 times in 60 years. So just appreciate what's happening, because if they beat the Saints and the Packers, this happens once a decade.
Man, Kevin, the Cowboys point differential is the second best in the league.
Correct.
I believe.
Correct.
Good night. When was the last time you could say that?
I mean, it sure as hell wasn't last year.
I mean, and that's only because, like, the Patriots are on an ungodly run right now. But, yeah, they face 0-9 teams. But to be 106-17, that's a weird number. But the Cowboys are the second best in point differential.
And if
that's
you
crazy.
Finish as the second best in point differential, you're going to have a bye.
You are. Hell yeah, you are.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the 10 most embarrassing franchises in the NFL. Start getting your guesses in. We'll do it next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Can you type in on your text right now, 877-881-1053, the way that the Price is Right theme song sounds? And if you can get it right, that'll be awesome. Have you ever typed in a song that you thought to somebody and they're like, yeah, I know exactly what song you're talking about. Just by the buns.
One time.
Really? That's amazing.
I was so happy.
I was too, yeah.
Because I didn't know how else to explain it.
Yeah, I typed a Mariah Carey song to once and Adrian guessed it. And I was like, wow, you're amazing.
And then you knew.
Yeah.
And then you proposed to her.
Well, actually, we'd been married for about, 7 years. So
then you proposed to her again.
Good thing. Well, maybe. Right now, though, it's time to discuss the biggest failures, the biggest flops, the worst and most embarrassing franchises in the entire NFL. And then we laugh at them. Laugh with me, Kevin. Reggie, you too!
So we could go through this list of the most embarrassing franchises in the NFL. And this isn't just for this year. This is for like the last few years. But I also think that maybe we can do this Family Feud style.
Hit the music.
So.
Ooh, that's a good one. Somebody did it. Bump, bump,
There you go.
Nice work.
That was pretty good.
No, what is this? Beep, boop, beep, boop.
That's not
That's
right.
not the right song.
So the question right, becomes, Krabs. I have 10. That's a lot for Family Feud. Do you want me to tell you maybe like 4 of them, and then you'll have the top 6 answers
No,
on the
but
board.
Then you take away some of the hilarious misses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Which I don't know why I'm defending this. Clearly, Corey's going to win this, so I need those things.
I do have a nickname.
Corey is defending his master and knower of all things football in the universe.
Good name.
So, and just remember, open challenges remain to RJ, Choppy, and Sean Sharif. Thus far, both are scared to come out when it's dark.
Yeah.
Again.
Well, I mean, they get to work when it's dark.
Okay, come back to the building when it's dark. All right, top 10 answers on the board. The most embarrassing team in the last few years of the NFL.
Reggie.
All right, Reggie.
I figured that was the buzzer.
Nice.
The Cleveland Browns.
That is the number one answer on the board.
How many years does this go back? This is like the history of all things existing in the NFL? Or
they
just
don't
like
have
right
a
now?
Specific time frame. It's just like vaguely in the last, like, we'll say.
Like what they've done recently or
many
something?
Many years.
All right.
All right. Reggie, would you like to play?
What's been the most embarrassing thing about the Browns, you think?
The fact that they went 0-16 in 2016, but I think it's the fact that they had a parade around the stadium that they said went in a circle to represent the zero number of games that they won. People forget about that. That's the most embarrassing thing.
But they won one game in two seasons.
Yes.
How do you do that?
And right now they're on track for another losing season.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm just saying. All right, Reggie, would you like to play or pass?
Oh, when we talk about incompetence, this is my the name of my game. Hmm? I will play.
Okay. Top 10 answers on the board. Feel free. Oh, I might be the most top 10 embarrassing game show host. Feel free. You did in the last segment.
I don't know. You're not Chuck Woolery.
At home. We'll be back in 2-2. Top 10 answers on the board. We already have number one, most embarrassing. It's the Cleveland Browns.
All right, so we got to go to a team who I'm pretty sure their super fan quit them, and people in their stadium don't know how to spell their name. It's the J-E-T-E Jets, Jets, Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Our number 8 on the board. Very well done, the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Perhaps
the butt fumble
yeah. is the most embarrassing of the lot of the last decade. So I think that that is fair. All right, Reggie, no strikes. Two answers off the board. Top 10 most embarrassing teams in the NFL.
All right, we're going to stay in the same state with a team whose fan base has taken to torching things on fires and going through tables for entertainment because the football team won't do it. It's the Buffalo Bills.
Ooh, a bold answer, given that the Buffalo Bills are 3-0 right now.
They're really good right now.
But that is correct.
Nice.
The Buffalo Bills come in at number 4. They have not won a playoff game since December 30th of 1995.
Remember that time they lost 4 straight Super Bowl games?
Yes, I do. And do you realize that December 30th win, I think, might have been their last playoff win going into, oh yeah, they weren't in that Super Bowl. So yeah, then they lost to the Steelers.
In your face, Buffalo.
All right, you got number 1.
Keep up the good defense, though, on my fantasy squad.
Got number 8. They've been to the playoffs once since 1999. What's next, Reggie?
All right, let's go to a squad that was good on its inception and then good for some reason as an anomaly recently, but the middle part is just a disappointment sandwich. That's the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are number 10 on the board. Oh, Reggie's got 4 out of 10, threatening to become the knower and doer of all things football.
This is frightening.
2017 AFC title game and then the AFC title game back when Mark Brunell was still rocking it. But otherwise, yeah, big bag of nothing.
This is like when you're playing 9-ball and the dude gets the break and then he just turns the table over to you.
Oh.
This is amazing.
Sweating just a little bit.
But now there's so many opportunities,
though. God, there are so many embarrassing teams.
Well, it's hard to look past the team that is so embarrassing right now, and it's very easy for them to be embarrassing playing against the New England Patriots. So let's finish out the division with the Miami Dolphins.
The Miami Dolphins are the number 5 team on the board. They haven't won a playoff game since December 30th, 2000, when, wait for it, Jay Fiedler was their quarterback.
It just,
remember
I guess,
him?
I guess because I just didn't realize how bad they've been.
Yeah.
They always just feel like a team that they're kind of like, they're Dolphins, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're there. But I didn't realize how bad they've actually been this whole time.
They suck.
Okay.
All right. All right, Reggie, you're halfway there. You have got 5 of the top 10. This is impressive. Where are we going next?
This one's tough because this team has been mediocre. So like for the standards of the team, they might not be embarrassing, but like the fact of the matter is it's a cheap organization, and they just refused to fire a coach that wasn't taking them nowhere. So let's see if this is up there, the Cincinnati Bengals.
The Cincinnati Bengals are number 3 on the board.
Because it took so long for them to fire Marvin Lewis. Is
and then
why?
They immediately brought him back. They have been to the playoffs 7 times
but they
since
never win the
2005
first round.
And have won 0 games. Do you know how long it's been since they won a playoff game? January 6th of 1991. Damn. So we've got 1991. So we've got number 1. We've got number 3.
Is Collinsworth still playing for
number
that?
4, 5, 8, and 10. We're still missing 4 answers on the board. All Reggie right. threatens he has no strikes. Could he become the knower and champion and god of all things football?
It's a tough title to bear.
I know.
I've been wearing it for a while.
You have. You've done a great job.
Speaking of Bears, let's go to the AFC North. And, I mean, this team plays on Thanksgiving, and I've never understood why. Let's go with the Detroit Lions.
The Detroit Lions are number 2 on the board.
Wow. Why have we not decided to move them out of here?
In 2008, they went 0-16. Here's a fun
one. Are you suggesting the XFL send a team up and that the Detroit Lions get relegated?
I wasn't. I was just saying take them off Thanksgiving. However, okay. That is a great idea we've stumbled upon.
Oh, man. I would love to see whoever wins the XFL face off against the Dolphins.
Because they would get obliterated the next season.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Now, fun fact for you. Do you know the Dolphins' last playoff win? It was January 5th, 1992. Against a team...
The Dolphins?
No, the Lions.
Oh, okay.
Against a team known as the Dallas Cowboys.
Why would you
remember?
Do that?
Because that was the loss that you were like, it sucks that we lost, but this team is about to whoop everyone's ass, and that's what they did.
Who was the quarterback in that game? Did Aikman play that game?
Yes,
he was? Okay.
But they just got... They got hammered. Smashed.
I remember telling my dad, "Dad, we're winning the Super Bowl next year."
Yeah.
And I mean, I hate to say I told you so.
So we've got the Cleveland Browns, the Detroit Lions, Cincinnati Bengals, Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, top 5 most embarrassing teams. Then we've got the Jets at 8, the Jacksonville Jaguars at 10. Still 3 more teams on the board. Reggie with no strikes threatening to take over.
I'm really interested in this.
This is fair.
Okay.
On the 214, wait, he just said AFC North with the Lions.
My bad. That's I meant NFC North.
That's fair.
The other team that I was thinking about is in the AFC, and I guess I'll go ahead and throw this name out. It's in the AFC South. And they're never good enough to really talk about. It's the Tennessee Titans.
That is strike 1, okay. Sir.
Yeah, I figured.
That is incorrect.
Did you do that because somebody said they lit their field on fire? Is that why you said that?
No, oh, yeah. I didn't see that. But because somebody mentioned that I had said AFC, I felt that I should explain myself. Now back to the one that I actually want to throw out there is like the historically the oldest team in the NFL, but they've been languishing out in Arizona, the Phoenix or the Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals. Is also incorrect. That's Whoa. Strike 2. Corey,
Whoa.
There are 2
Whoa.
Strikes on
what?
The board.
Holy ass.
They haven't had a quarterback in ages.
Get ready to steal.
Are we serious?
There are still 3 answers on the board. Reggie rolled off 7 consecutive. He now has 2 strikes. The pressure is on. By the way, a lot of people happy with that Lions answer. We got more. We got more votes for the Lions than any other team thus far.
Oh man,
Reggie, a lot of pressure.
I don't want to mess this up.
10 seconds.
All right, so let's go ahead and throw up a team that I mean the ownership's terrible, so this is embarrassing for them. The Washington Football Team.
The Washington Redskins, number 6 on the board.
Yeah, I mean if we're using embarrassing, that's right there.
They're an embarrassing team.
This team has won 3 Super Bowls. All of that seems way, way far back. They have 1 playoff win in this century.
And what's amazing is they can't get people to come to games anymore.
No, they cannot. Did you know, Reggie, do you want to know a sad statistic about the Washington Redskins?
All the time.
There was a time, I think it was about 20 years ago, that did you know that the wait list for season tickets for the Redskins was 80,000 people?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
They got a big old stadium.
Yeah, the wait list was 80,000. Now, you can get a ticket just fine.
Yikes. Sucks to suck.
Yeah, indeed. All right, 2 answers remaining on the board. We need number 7 and number 9. Also, 2 strikes. High drama. Go for it.
It feels like it's been long enough since they did anything really respectable. Let's go ahead and throw out here the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That is correct. Let's number go. 9. Holy smokes. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl in 2002.
There we go.
That's their last playoff win.
Yeah.
So, Reggie, you have rolled through 9 of the top 10 per USA Today most embarrassing teams in the NFL. Only number 7 remains. If you get this correct, you become the new God and ruler of all things football. If you get it incorrect, Corey will have the chance to steal and once again, for like the 50 millionth time, retain his title as champion of all football knowledge.
Oh, I've run out of answers. So let's go with the team that, like, they haven't been embarrassing in, like, their production. However, with the amount of talent that they've had and the ways that they've bungled some of these things, let's go with the Houston Texans.
That is incorrect.
Yes. Oh,
strike
my gosh.
3.
How many strikes do I get?
You get one chance.
Oh,
one
my God.
Opportunity. Corey, here's what hangs in the balance. There is one answer remaining on the board. You get one shot. If you get it wrong, Reggie is the new knower of all things football in the world. If you get it correct, you defend your champion. What say you?
Al Davis.
Crap.
And the Oakland Raiders.
How? How did I
guess who just won, yeah! baby? It is the Oakland Raiders at number 7. Holy crap. They haven't won a game since the AFC title game in 2002, though they were jobbed after that. The Oakland Raiders, number 7 on the board, which means...
How did I forget the team that
I
gave
don't
a coach
know.
A 10-year deal?
I thought for sure you were going to get the Oakland Raiders. Corey remains your knower, God, and champion of all things professional football knowledge in the world.
You forgot about them because their new stadium doesn't have any roads to get to it yet. So they weren't on your map.
That is a really good point.
But, I mean, they had Rich Cannon.
I know.
They did.
Who, like, played safety for most of his career. Like, because nobody could see. Dude, there's a crazy story about Rich Cannon that I want to tell. Let me tell this story next, Kevin.
Okay, coming up next in Gridiron Gravy, Rich Cannon, plus further proof that Dak is unfreaking believable this season. But mostly Rich Cannon. Next right here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.